Gethsemane. Beyond the torrent of Cedron there was a villa with a garden called Gethsemane. Jesus entered it with his disciples. Since he often went there to pray with them, the place was known to Judas, who betrayed him. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Sit down here, while I go a little farther to pray. And you pray also, that you may not enter into temptation." He took with him only Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, James and John, and he began to be filled with dread and aversion, sadness and anguish. "My soul is sad, even unto death," he said. "Wait here and watch with me." And he withdrew from them about a stone's throw, and kneeling down with his face to the ground, he began to pray that if it were possible, the coming hour might pass from him. "Father," he said, "if it is possible, and all things are possible to you, let this cup pass away from me. Yet your will be done, and not mine." He interrupted his prayer to go to his disciples, and found them sleeping, overcome by sorrow. "Simon, you are sleeping," he said to Peter. "Could you not then watch 1 hour with me?" And speaking to the other two, he said, "What? You are sleeping. So you could not watch 1 hour with me. Rise, watch and pray, that you may not enter into temptation, for though the spirit is willing, the flesh is weak." Again he went away and resumed the same prayer, saying, "My Father, if this cup cannot pass away unless I drink it, your will be done." He came again to his disciples and found them still sleeping, their eyes were heavy with sleep and they did not know what they were answering him. Having left them, he went back and prayed a third time, saying the same words again. "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done." He had fallen into an agony and his prayer became more and more pressing. A sweat came over him like drops of blood, running down upon the ground. And an angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. He returned to his disciples a third time. "Sleep on now," he told them, "and take your rest. But enough, the hour has come. Behold, the Son of Man will be betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise. Let us go. He who is to betray me is near."